Hello, and welcome to the first episode of the GCPD.
The Gotham City Podcast Department.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where we talk everything Batman and maybe DCU. Probably just Batman. Mm.
Probably Batman.
Probably just Batman.
Yeah, Batman and magic.
Yep, so this is our first podcast. We are wanting to do it weekly, maybe bi-weekly, hopefully weekly.
Mm-hmm. We'll see if you guys even like to listen to this or not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. For our first episode, we're just going to go through and kind of talk about our crews and how we've been, how we see the game, how we like it. And
well, let's introduce ourselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be good.
I'm Josh. I am a Gotham City Sirens player with a little Joker and Birds of Prey thrown in there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You just three-crewed it.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm mostly Gotham
City. I have a lot of crews, so.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah.
This is Eggers, or Eggy. And I play Bane in organized crime, I think, the most.
Mm-hmm.
Eggers plays it all.
Yeah.
Play it all.
Yeah, if it's new and broken. Okay.
until we figure it out.
Until we figure it out.
Exactly.
He's still never played Gordon, though, so.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Props to you, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, actually. I'm Nigel. I play Gotham City Penguins, and then I play Gotham City Organized Crimes.
Okay. I'm Colin. I play Brave and the Bold and some Militia / League of Assassins here and there.
Brave and the Bold painted yet?
Not even close.
Colin made a pledge that he wouldn't play Brave and the Bold until he got it all painted.
Yeah, he also made a pledge.
He broke that pledge.
He would go down to two crews. That would not happen.
Yeah. I own almost everything. Yeah. I own a lot. Yeah. Not almost everything. I'm getting back into organized crime, though.
He sold off all his organized crime just to buy it back.
Just to get back
into
it.
No, I still own Lex because no one would buy it.
Well, true.
Just when you thought you were out.
But now Lex is awesome.
They drug you back in.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's an organized crime reference, in case you didn't know.
It is? From what?
The Godfather.
Yeah.
Oh. I haven't actually seen it, though.
Oh, okay.
So. I thought it was like a Family Guy reference, because I'm pretty sure it's been said in Family Guy.
I have no doubt that they've parodied that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, so, Josh, you want to start us off? Kind of
talking about what I like to play.
Yeah.
And why I like to play it.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, okay. Well, I like taking control of other people's stuff.
Oh, yeah,
that's the worst. It's actually the worst.
That is what you do. Yeah.
What's the most obnoxious thing to play against? Yeah. That's what he plays.
Yeah. That's not.
That's the pot calling the kettle black.
My actual favorite thing in the game is acrobatics, and I like playing acrobatic crews. I like playing fast crews. It's actually one of the things that I dislike the most when I play Joker is like how slow his crew frequently is. I mean, obviously, you can speed them up, but grapple guns are expensive. And the guys that actually are a little faster are also quite pricey, so it's hard to build big crews with them. So
he's got to follow me, though. He's got a follow me guy.
The new Harley from the Gotham City Sirens. Yeah.
It's not like just the ground speed. Is that they're stuck on the ground is what really sucks. It's like they're not very dynamic.
Like, it's hard to get up and down. It's movement two models all across the board.
It's not hard to get up.
Not when you're hard guys.
Yeah, not when you're hard guys.
Yeah. Well, that's... That's for another.
We'll get into that later.
Yeah.
No, we're going to talk about hard guys.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure. You can talk all about your hard guys.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I like the soft ladies, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I started playing with the Birds of Prey when we were still in. Is it Mark 1? Is that, can we call it Mark 1?
First
edition of Batman. And Colin got the team book, and we were all very excited about that.
Yep.
I started playing Birds of Prey because they're sweet. And I like all those. I like the characters that are in that crew.
Yep.
And I happen to pick up Ivy because she's in that crew, and it turns out she's very powerful. And then when the new Gotham City Sirens box came out, they're just a lot of fun to play. Like the synergies between the three models between Harley and Catwoman and Poison Ivy are just, they're fun to exploit. Like, it's hard for your opponent to pin you down and know exactly what you're going to do. And then, yeah, taking control of people's stuff with Ivy is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Plants are actually super fun to play. That's the thing I like the most about the Gotham City Sirens as a crew is that you can play Ivy running a possessed crew where you take henchmen, like the best henchmen from all around the game. So I'm taking like
Strix,
the sniper cop.
Quick response team.
Quick response team 3, and then taking Strix, and then taking like an Amazon, where I love that I can play Amazons in like an actual bat match game. No one else can do that.
Yeah.
And that's pretty sweet. So you can play that crew. You can play the crew that's focused on the three sirens, the three girls just helping each other out, and then try to fit like high security henchmen and a few plants or whatever in there to bulk out the numbers. Or you can play the all plant force with Ivy, and now, you know, you can add Swamp Thing to that, and that's pretty exciting. So
he's so cool.
I like how varied the crews are that you can come come together. I don't need to play all the crews that everybody else plays because I got it all in one. So so that's me. That's why I like to play that crew.
The only problem, the only issue is it can be expensive. You have just so many choices. You're just kind of
I've bought like a lot of 4-pack boxes just to get one model out of it.
Back in the day too, when that was like $50 a pop.
Yeah, for sure.
Which kudos to them for switching over to like the resin and actually like making it cheaper too, which is a huge deal.
Yeah,
that was actually awesome.
Like now that it's down to resin, it's the first time I can think of that a game company putting out models for a game that I played lowered the cost of their models.
Right. It was amazing.
Yeah. So that's pretty sweet. All right, Eggie, you want to talk about your hard guys?
My crews?
Yep.
I can talk about all of them.
Oh, well, the ones you like the most slash
your favorite,
you like to play
or
them.
What you're most excited about.
I think I've played Bane the most, new edition Bane the most.
I think that's definitely true.
But he just has a lot of issues just in general because, like, you have to play. Either you have to, when you knock people out, you're kind of just caught in a position where you can't arrest them. And if they have any endurance, you're kind of just like, well, hope you don't make your roll. Because if you make your roll, then I can just die. Like, I've played in a tournament, and if they have magic, the wounds on them don't affect them.
Yeah. In my last game with Colin, I had a revelation. Well, it's a whole different discussion.
Yeah.
But flamethrowers are the solve of your problem. Because you knock them out, and they're just on fire, and then they just burn in the corner. It's so great. God, it's so great.
Yeah, but didn't you just previously take a flamethrower into a Swamp Thing?
No, he didn't actually.
I'm like, I want to play these free agents because they're painted, and then he's like, I want to play this free agent because I just got it. And it just happened to be like, whoa, flamethrower and Swamp Thing. Hello. You guys, let's get you in a room together. But the little thing that we encountered was like, I'd knock out one of his henchmen, and he'd have like 2 stun or something, and it would just also be on fire because he just happened to be incidentally.
Yeah, and he can't spend the movement counters to actually.
And exactly. Right. And then you would be like, well, just Jesus Christ. You know, you have to like get rid of the guy. And I was like, holy crap, actually, this is like arrest for criminals. It's pretty good. It's like actually kind of an amazing rule.
Right. No, yeah. Bane, you can't really afford to take any.
There's Firefly. And
right.
That's
and
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you take Firefly.
Well, then that's all your points.
Maybe Heatwave.
Yeah. But you just can't. Yeah.
Does Heatwave actually have a flamethrower?
He does.
Okay. Yep.
It's not a good
one. Oh, Diablo! Can't forget that guy.
Diablo. He's the biggest turd in the game. But I'm excited. I'd actually got my ventriloquist. I just call him Scarface, and that's what I refer to him.
Because he is Scarface.
Yeah.
He is.
It's just Scarface.
One, I hate that his like picture isn't the puppet.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not picture. Scarface.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Wesker's.
The puppet is, I don't know.
It's both of them.
No, it's just the puppet. The puppet's the main guy.
Yeah, but I mean, Wesker goes along with the puppet.
Right. And it's his personality, doing it.
He gets talked into doing things by Scarface all the time. Like, it's not like Wesker's like a good dude. He's a bad dude.
Oh, no, I know.
But yeah, you're right. Scarface is the boss.
It did make me...
Right, yeah. He's the one that does all the bad stuff, yeah.
It made me miss the animated series really bad.
I'm just curious how they actually pick out...
You can watch it anytime, Colin.
That's true.
Yeah, it's Netflix, right?
It's at least
on Amazon
Prime.
Prime, yeah.
Mm, okay.
And Hulu, I think.
I think you're right, yeah.
I'm curious how they actually pick what they're going to release next. I'm pretty sure they have a dartboard with villains and stuff. And
it
they're
seems like that sometimes.
And they get the blindfold on to start chucking at the board, and it hits like, oh, Scarface, okay.
I know Nigel said that it was just, he feels like it's just kind of like, what do we have? What models are about ready to go? And just
that's how I feel the release schedule is right now. It's just like, do we have like any like, character studies that we threw away or put in the, you know, like any like dustbin, like it's not actual planned stuff. Now they're just like recycling crap that they rejected over the last 5 years. So
they didn't bring out.
Yeah. Hot Dog Man or whatever. Condiment Man. We're going to get like.
That would be amazing. That would be awesome.
That would be sweet. Yeah. I'd be all about the
also,
condiment.
We still don't have Hawk and Dove, technically.
Yep. Yeah. And we've seen pictures of those painted in the.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
they're in the Flash Arrow book.
At least Hawk.
Oh, no, not. It was
Suicide Squad box. That book had painted pictures of several models, one of which was Raven and another's Hawk.
Oh, yeah, Hawk. Yeah.
Yeah. But Raven was from even further. It was from the Flash Arrow book.
Oh, okay.
I think. Maybe. Oh, maybe I'm wrong. I think I'm wrong, actually.
I think the first time I saw it was in the Suicide Squad.
I think that's right.
Well, regardless of that roundabout dart throwing thing, I'm excited to play the hard guys rule. That's what I'm excited about.
What is hard guys?
What's the rule?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, what are hard guys?
Yeah. What's the rule?
That can be an After Dark. Yeah. Gotham Knights. Anyway. No, hard guys is if this model is a boss, all friendly henchmen with reinforced gloves trait or brass knuckles weapon may reroll failed damage rolls. But it's just the name that makes it great.
Hard guys?
Yeah.
Well, it's also a very good roll.
Yeah, it's very
re-rolling
good. Yeah.
Damage rolls is sweet.
Yeah, geez. On brass knuckles, yeah.
With something that normally can't reroll.
I mean, I think that's something that we've figured out as we played the game. Maybe that's something we should say is we've played the game for a little while in first edition. Not a super long time. We've probably played for almost 2 years now. Is that
yeah
we started like 2 years ago, maybe?
Yeah.
So we haven't played the game for ages and ages or anything. But
well, no.
Yeah, you played for a long time.
I owned models for a year, played a couple games, and then didn't play for most of, like, an entire year. And then MomCon happened, and I saw, like, Beanish and Bill Boyson and all those guys playing and having a ton of fun. I was like, this game looks awesome! And then it's like a year and however. So I've been playing for, like, only a year and a half, maybe.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, but you're trying to get us to play for, like, probably 2 years?
Yeah.
So that's fair. But no, I'm excited to play some organized crime. I'm excited to try out him. And then Master Criminal is insanely good. So if you have the criminal rule, you have a +1 to hit always. That's going to be really, really good. Like Boris, the old school dude, is going to be like really bonkers with that.
Well, so what like attracts you to these crews? Like is there like something you think is a common
I usually play
attraction?
A crew based on the boss. Like if I like the character and the looks of him, like you guys might disagree
but if you like a boss and you like the way he looks and he's a hard guy.
You got me.
Yeah. Nailed it.
When second edition hit and you saw like everybody saw the Bane, like
everyone's like,
oh,
Bane.
My god.
Yeah. So it like wasn't and you technically had picked up Bane before that too.
Yeah,
so.
I had all the Bane first edition Bane.
You were
models.
Thinking about playing Secret Six, which I don't think you've ever actually done. But
no, he did.
No,
I did.
I played some Secret Six.
Do you have the Parademon?
I don't. I think I can get him for $20. Yeah. I should get him. He's actually a tank. I think he has medium armor and stuff as well.
He does.
Yeah.
He's cool.
But no, Secret Six doesn't have enough options. You can only play like 4 people.
I wish.
You could play you once
with
Secret Six, yeah.
That's my number one wish list is that they revisit
teams.
Big time.
Yeah.
Specifically Teen Titans. I actually think all the rest can play something.
Nigel's Teen Titans are just fine. He played just fine.
Mm. Yeah, we played Teen Titans in the Secret Six. That's what it was, right?
What's that?
We played Teen Titans in the Secret Six,
Secret Six was better in that it didn't have like these bizarre... So Teen Titans, you have to like... do these mental gymnastics to not get screwed by
your
the negative
rules,
effect of your... Whereas with Secret Six, granted, it's also restrictive, but you can pick what you want, and you might only be 4 guys.
I think I just had a bunch of, like, I just picked a tank list, too, with tons of health. I think like Catman had 10 endurance because you get +2
Catman
endurance.
Was so gross.
Bane. No, Catman didn't do anything. I don't think that
I thought he was gross as hell. I couldn't deal with him.
He was really hard to kill.
Yeah, he was impossible to kill.
Defense 5 and 10 endurance.
Yeah.
Pretty gross.
Right. And then I had Bane and then Willshot,
yeah.
I think, and then somebody else.
Yeah, actually, everybody in that gang was Strength impossible problem. To get rid of because Willshot's also quite difficult.
Right.
Yeah, it's just the actual softest model in that entire list is Strix. And Strix is not soft.
No, yeah. She just murders stuff, too. Yeah, so it's like, Yeah. But no. Yeah, so organized crime. But that's what I'm excited. I'm going to play that for a while and see how it goes. I gave Two-Face a good...
I was going to say, you've been playing Organized Crime.
Yeah. I gave Two-Face a good run, and just so obnoxious for Duke of Duality is the dumbest rule in the game. And I just got so sick of playing that, because you have to sit there and count it, and then if you forget, it's the worst.
Which you always forget, by the way. Literally.
Yeah, that's
hard to
actually,
remember.
He's better at Duke of Duality than he is the, like, roll for a willpower.
Yeah, to get the biggest benefit of playing him.
When we did the Dynamic Duos tournament...
Uh-huh.
I was actually better at remembering the willpower check than he was, and he's the actual Two-Face player.
Right. So the funny part about playing Two-Face,
though,
is his gun.
Love Rhystic Studies, play Two-Face. That's
bring
your favorite card.
Bring it back to Bane.
Bane's great. I think the first game I played was against you.
It was.
And he literally one-shot somebody and then walked over and one-shot somebody else.
Yeah, he one-shotted... I think I was playing Birds of Prey into you, so I think he one-shotted Barbara, like the new Batgirl. Just like...
Bang.
She was in cover and crouching, I believe.
No. She was fighting...
She was fighting
the Dominatrix chick.
So I think he one-shotted Batgirl. And then I think he didn't
one-shot...
Then
someone came through the sewer, because she had to come through the sewer or something like that to get over to contest.
Yeah.
And then he ran back over it, and you had pings. But you couldn't dodge it, I think.
Okay.
That was the only issue.
Okay.
And he's like, bang, bang. I was like, well, that's game.
Yeah. it was pretty sweet.
Yeah, pretty sure my favorite Two-Face moment was Arkham Sniper, just one-shotting.
Oh, I just hit all three. I was like, all right, cool.
9 endurance model, just
gone. Yeah, I was like, yep, that's Arkham Sniper's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, all right, Nigel, you got
lay down the fresh beats. What's your crew?
Yeah.
What's your main squeeze and why?
Oh, Penguin, obviously. I like Teen Titans. I forgot to mention though in the intro. Teen Titans I was attracted to because like Josh has so much fun with sirens. And the way they play is very dynamic and fast. And
Birds of Prey, you mean?
The Birds of Prey, yeah. Exactly. So it's like, Birds of Prey has the advantage of like the helicopter, right?
The helicopter.
That sort of adds a lot to that. Yeah. And also, but you're mutable. Like you used Hot Girl a lot, a few times in there.
It's got a large list of available models.
Hot Girl basically ran Penguin out of the meta. It was like clearly.
The best experience in Batman is literally when Josh takes Birds of Prey and then you just cancel his helicopter.
Yeah. Like, I don't get that experience.
Yeah. Most of the rest of us don't play infinite counter spells.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Back to Batman, boys. my best moment is... is when Poison Ivy tries to mind control Malatesta and she fails and he goes and bottles her.
He bottles her,
stabs her in the neck for a trouble.
Dude, Malatesta balls against you, apparently. Remember when he did like 5 damage to Bjorge? I was like, Malatesta!
Malatesta is probably one of my least favorite random henchmen because he's been a nightmare for me.
Glass bottle. Yeah. Yep. Shiv.
But Teen Titans is super fun. Actually, the thing that Teen Titans is different is that they've got that teamwork too. And then most people, when they see it played, it like triggers like, wait. And then that's where like Secret Six or other gangs it can do it. Seems really, Secret Six I think is probably better. But yeah, if they would rewrite the team rules, that would be, oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, they're okay the way that they are. If you haven't played teams, you should play them because they're super fun. They're a fun experience all the way around. And it's actually fun if you and your friends do a little 4-man switcheroo and you just all pick a team and just play. Because they're pretty balanced against each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, teams into teams is good.
Yeah. But yeah, like...
Yeah, teams into teams is actually great. It's just the flaw with them primarily is...
Model count so low.
Model count so low, and in the scenario, some of the scenarios are so unforgiving. They're either really good for teams or they're extremely unwinnable.
Right.
And it's there's just no in-between.
There's a give and take on that.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of higher model count crews that actually really struggle with some scenarios.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I actually think the scenarios are, if you're not playing with Batmatch, play with Batmatch because I don't think you can play the game.
I don't think anyone plays the game.
I would hope not.
No, I don't think they do. Yeah.
But if you're a new...
there's the rules in the back of the book that a lot of new players will use because they don't know about Batmatch.
Yikes.
If you're a new player or you're thinking about getting in the game, go on to Night Model's website, download the Batmatch rules, play with those because they definitely... That's the heart and soul of the game.
It's weird. The back of the scenarios in the back of the book, some of them are actually just straight up Batmatch and some of them, they don't match perfectly.
Yeah.
It's weird.
But if you are playing with your buddy, if like you're newer players and one of you is trying to play Teen Titans or Secret Six or whatever, and the other person's playing Penguin 12 Deep Guys, and you're like, this really isn't fun.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really match the narrative of like the Wonder, Batman and Robin and
it was,
a couple guys.
It was
like
your Penguin list with 12 models that just coldly stabbed all 5 of my superhero girls in the alleyways and left them to die bleeding out.
Like that about the game though. That's my favorite part. It's literally I like having
sometimes,
the henchmen.
Sometimes those henchmen just win.
Well, sometimes they do, but then when you play Batmatch, there are scenarios designed to turn the tables a little bit.
Yeah.
It feels lot crappier when it's not favoring that because you're playing a 5-model group that's hard to win with anyways.
Right.
And so the scenarios that favor you is great, but all it does is give you like a slight edge. Like you still just get beat because the crews are bigger. Yeah. But then when it's favors them, when it's just like everybody put 6 things, all 6 objectives in the middle, like 6 inches of the table. And you're just like, okay, well, get out of here. It's the worst.
Asphalt Jungle is literally my favorite. As a Brave and the Bold player, that is my favorite thing to see.
It depends on what you like. I actually, playing League of Shadows in the tournament, I was just like, Ra's al Ghul's buffet is Asphalt Jungle.
When he got those elite killers, they love when everybody wants to just meet in the middle and just fight it out.
Yeah, Goro and Ra's just going and standing on 3 objectives apiece in the middle of the table.
Yeah.
Goro is scary, too.
Another good one is that Race to Glory, where you have to go to the opposite side. If you start deploying the left side, you have to go to the right side.
Yeah.
I love that one because I play on Fast Cruise.
Fast Cruise and crews that can.
You can have three or 4 hidden models, and you're like, well, it looks like I'm scoring all the points.
Yep. League with hidden models, Birds of Prey with their helicopter.
Whereas, Joker is kind of like, Joker and Penguin are just like, wait for me.
I hate playing that scenario with Joker so much.
Yep.
That's why I love High Security Henchmen so much, because in organized crime, you're like, thank gotta have one hidden guy at least. You don't just get totally owned.
I do remember in, I think it was first edition, I was using CW Flash, and we were playing Race to Glory, and I was playing against Dave. And he's playing cops, and I was just all the way across the board on turn one. He's like, "Whoa, what the hell?" He was so upset because I scored so many points, and his cops were just like 8 inches away from their deployment.
Oh, you know who's got that too? And the new Killer Croc is so good early game.
Or any speedster.
Yeah.
You take a speedster, they're so unfair in scenarios like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it just stands on, like, his base is so big, he can control two objectives. Yeah. So it's like, before, back in the day, you had to, like, I'd take Bane, take extra objective, and then move the Titans so he could stand on, one guy could stand on two, but Crocs is like,
I think you still take the move the Titan with Bane pretty much all the time.
Always, yeah.
Change of plans is probably my favorite strategy.
Change of plans is a great strategy.
I love that strategy. But yeah.
Which one's that one?
That's the one where you can, it costs two. You can move one objective D6 inches.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's nice just being able to decide after everything's deployed to and just be like, well, is it better to, like, you were planning on grabbing that loot on turn one, you know, like, I'm going to put it closer to my guys, or maybe you're moving your own objective closer to another objective or whatever. But yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Did you want to say anything else about Penguin? You were really just talking about Teen Titans for a bit.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I favor gangs that I look for, like, little interactions that are kind of cute. Penguin, I was attracted to him because the gang has a couple rules. Everybody's got mobster, and that makes crappy dudes hit with an extra attack if your two models are fighting the same thing. And it kind of gets around martial arts. Martial arts kind of shuts gangs down pretty hard. If, like, Batman can just be surrounded by guys and they don't get any benefits from it because he's got martial arts. Mm-hmm. Mobster gets around that because they all have extra dice, and then you just sort of dice them down. Teen Titans have, it's not just those rules that are, those rules are fun. Like, gang unique rules are what, like, totally get me excited about the game. Mm-hmm. But then the strategies, finding, so everybody takes fast advance. Both teams that I like the most have an alternative to fast advance as a two-point strategy. One is Teen Titans. Two models get to move like D6 inches before the start of the game. And then Penguin is experienced henchman or whatever. So every time I make a let's go roll, and the entire mob's designed to make let's go rolls. So it's like they get plus one of their rolls. They can do it for free within Penguin's radius, and then they re-roll with the sickle. Mm-hmm. And then they all move 2 inches every time they make a let's go, which over the course of the game is way better than fast advance. It, like, makes the crew as slow as he is perceived, it makes it like he creeps up on you because everybody's just moving 2 extra inches.
Yeah.
Plus they get inspired, plus they get whatever. It's like,
I think that's his game. That's Penguin's game is let's go. Like, if you're playing Penguin and you're not let's going, then you're gonna lose hard because that's the whole entire thing.
And turning the tables on gangs that have models that are like, you've got Poison Ivy and you're like gonna, you know, you can't kill her. Like, she's allocated, obviously, to mind control. You're a guy with the assault rifle or whatever. And so you, like, go first. You can kind of chain your henchmen. So if something goes south, you can, like, kind of steal the initiative from her so she can't, like, do her thing. And you can remove a key piece before they...
You need the Wesker box so bad because the new guy has self-discipline and an assault rifle.
Yeah.
So he can't be can control.
What? What?
And he's a criminal. What? And he's a criminal and plus one to hit.
This is nonsense.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm so excited to play
this. This is nonsense.
Yep.
Like, that plus one to hit is so good. It's on everything. Oh. It's like
we're going
all
back
guns.
To Birds of Prey and just dropping Strix out of a helicopter and all the assault rifles.
That's why you want to play Destro. Just all the self-discipline.
Yeah, you could have all that. Yep. Yeah. No mind control.
Just because I want to play Ivy, Borge, and Enchantress in the same crew doesn't mean
that you... In all fairness, I did actually build a militia crew just for all the self-discipline because I can take, what, Ravager or whatever that also has self-discipline.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I do want to try out Killer Frost with organized crime just for the stop. Mm-hmm. And then you stop them, and then you have plus one to hit. And then you're hitting on
twos. I feel
twos.
Like you guys have, particularly you have, like, an unhealthy obsession with stop. I think it's because I don't play anything other than acrobatic models.
No, it's just, it is literally just so good. Like, if they have, like, 100, like, a huge free agent.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're only moving 4 inches this turn, dude.
Yeah.
That's why it's so important.
No, it's
I mean,
good.
Also just the minus one defense is just on every boss is normally somewhere around.
Yeah,
four
you
defense.
Get, like, a lot of utility out of it, out of just one rule. The not being able to spend movement is pretty annoying, and then the minus defense is usually, like, the death knell for almost anybody.
No, it's very powerful. All right, Colin, you want to
play
your crews?
So, I mainly play Brave and the Bold. A big reason is because I'm the demo guy, basically, and it's kind of the best...
best demos in town.
Yeah, the best people or the best crew to play against new players is Brave and the Bold because it's very just, it feels like Batman and this is what the game is.
And it's Batman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so normally I just play the dynamic duo.
In your demo matches.
In the demo, I actually like them quite a bit still.
Yeah.
But yeah, I play a lot of Brave and the Bold, and it's really hard for me to play other crews.
Yeah.
So normally I'm so used to playing around six to eight models, maybe.
You play a lot of League of Assassins, though, too.
I played 4 games.
Yeah, he's not
really
playing very much with his league.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't play that. I haven't played that. It's all new to me. I got that fairly recently.
He did play a little organized crime for a while, yeah. But yeah.
Yep. I played a lot of, quite a bit of Falcone, mostly. Mm. Actually, it was only Falcone, but yeah. I really like the play style of basically Batman and Nightwing. I, tag team those guys all the time. Yeah, again, it's kind of similar to your, you love acrobats type thing.
Yeah.
It's just so easy to just manipulate the board however you want.
Have you played Bat Dad yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God, I love that. He's so fun to play. Oh, my gosh.
I went, funny story.
All of their stories are about shooting my girl's dad. <you know?
laughs> Funny story. It was one of the corner deployment scenarios where it V's in the corner. Not V. I don't know.
It's the triangle
18
in the corner. Yeah.
It's not quite a triangle, but it's like you get like a 4-inch strip up each edge of the corner. But I basically had all of my henchmen clumped up on one side. So it's just the juiciest
canary cry.
The juiciest canary cry in the world. And then on the other side of my little deployment, I had Bat Dad. And
Bat Dad is Thomas Wayne.
Thomas Wayne.
Batman,
yeah.
For those who don't know.
I had him on one side with Jason Blood, and then he actually put Canary outside my deployment, but on the other side of a barrel or something,
Yeah, she was behind a crate, so she was hidden from everybody, but she was in easy walking distance of crying, right over every henchman in his army.
Yeah. So then, but I got the first activation, and I walked forward my dude with a whistle, and I whistled her.
Uh-oh.
And then he was like, well, I can't not do the canary cry. So he canary cried. And then Bat Dad just
For the record,
it.
I did get every henchman.
Yeah, I did get every henchman. Yeah. And they could not do anything. But then Bat Dad walked up and literally one-shot her off the table.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. It was such a good feeling. And then my crew's just like, all right, 2 turns from now, we're going to be up this board. Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
It ended up being a pretty close game until Etrigan made an appearance on a back objective and fought Strix off. And
there was kind of this nice little...
Yeah, and he ended up scoring enough points to carry Colin into the victory. But it was a close game up until that point.
Yeah. Jason Blood, randomly one of the most fun models to play.
He's sweet. He's super sweet. He doesn't get enough love because people are focused on the power magic users like Constantine or whatever.
Yeah.
But Jason Blood is super sweet and totally worth playing.
Yeah. He
Etrigan models.
Just when
amazing,
he turns, when he turns into Etrigan, he's the most fun. He's just
a
beater.
He's good as Jason Blood.
He's plenty good at Jason Blood. Yeah, he just if you can get him on an objective, a lot of times you can just keep people away.
Yep.
And you're just pretty easily scoring.
Yeah, no, he's good value.
I love how every time you play against Bat Dad, he just went ham.
Yeah,
he's amazing.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah.
I think I one-shot Bjorge off the table and he was 10 out there, something
probably.
Like that. Too. I was like, yeah, this guy. And then the ammo crate was sitting in the middle of the table because it's the square on the inside. I was like, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, we all kind of have this because I know when Bat Dad came out, we all got pretty excited. The way this game seems to survive is by making new models, which might be a bad sign, but... Yeah.
And honestly,
I play a lot.
I mean, the way that they survive as a company, obviously, is just doing that because they have to keep selling models.
Sure.
We played for a year. They have so many models.
Yeah.
The catalog is so huge
that
you actually are just lost in the catalog. So the new models, it kind of gives you direction.
I played for at least 6 months with essentially 7 models.
Well, now the thing is, I get excited when I see new models, and then I get other people to play.
That's true.
No.
So that's.
I mean, I will always play. You guys just go through slumps.
That's true.
I think even when they were transitioning to Mark II, we still played a lot
at
the end of Mark I.
Yeah, we did.
Even when it was there was nothing being released and all that stuff.
Yeah,
so we still rocked it out pretty hard.
What's also cool about it is it's kind of got, it's just got this weird, huge catalog. So it's we could probably have been playing for 5 years and there's still
stuff
infinite things
we
haven't
done.
Yeah.
That's every now and then I go through Army Builder and make a new list. I'm like, I never tried this free agent with Joker.
Mm-hmm.
I should totally put this list on the table. And
yeah.
Just change a model or two can change your experience quite a bit.
Yep.
Yeah, one free agent changes your whole list.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm going to try Croc this time.
Yeah,
I'm
what actually kind of sucks is there's so many good free agents to, like, just kind of tweak. Like, you just feel so crappy. Like, you when you know a known quantity and it works and you enjoy
right,
it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then experimenting yeah. is such a wide open. It's actually hard to even conceive what it'll do. Like, I can't remember who I played with Penguin, generally speaking. I always play, if I'm not playing a 12-man crew, it's like Solomon Grundy's, like, my favorite free agent. But, like, you experiment with, like, Copperhead. You, like, try to get value ones. They're good, but then you just feel bad that they're not Catwoman or, you know, ones you've played. I don't know. It's just weird. So it's like you have to play. I guess I don't know. You have to just play a lot of games.
Yeah, play a lot of games. Yeah.
But there's so many crews, dudes, to take chances on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think the only crew I've ever kind of locked in was actually a list I pretty much stole from Beanish, which is just Dark Knight Rises, Batman, and just Nightwing, and then cops.
Mm.
But like, it was such a good like, it actually just got better with the newest Nightwing, the 90-point Nightwing. But because when he originally did it and then I copied it, it was the 95 point. And I was like, oh, now we just have 5 more points for the same thing. But yeah, that was like the only list I ever had kind of locked down. I played multiple times. Other than that, I literally play something different every single game.
Yeah,
like,
you do. Bailman is sweet, though. Having a Batman that can arrest is pretty awesome.
Yes, and roll 6 dice.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Or you can just play a Batman, like the new one that's coming out, and just shoots people.
Yeah.
There's, oh, right.
Gen Con
exclusive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what? What Batman's shooting people? Right, yeah. Right.
You can see on the card, too, he's got mixed style. So he's going to be able to punch somebody and then shoot out of combat.
By the time this podcast comes out, everybody will know what he does.
Really?
So, probably. I'm sure Monday they'll show the card.
Yeah.
Probably.
So, yeah, I'm assuming Monday we're actually just going to, like, because this is coming out. Like, we're recording this on Sunday after King Shark and all that stuff had just been shown.
Which he looks cool. Yeah.
King Shark looks awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've literally never heard of King Shark.
Wait, you didn't? Did you not watch the Suicide Squad Assault on Arkham?
Yeah.
He's the guy, the shark that gets his head blown off in the.
Yeah.
Oh.
The iron jaw.
Yeah, so I thought he was literally like a guy they made, added to make fun of and have his head blown off. Okay. I thought he was literally
he's a real character. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely don't consider him like a super cool character, but I know Colin's geeked about him, and the model looks cool.
I'm geeked about him because of the TV show.
I like the hammerhead looking one. Have you seen the new one?
No, I hate the hammerhead.
Well, like the hammerhead one.
No.
I wish he had two heads, and it could have be the hammerhead.
Oh, like how Croc is.
I mean, that'd be weird.
I don't think it'd be hard to do. I like the hammerhead.
Yeah, I actually can't wait to play him and Croc in the same list and just be like, oh, the biggest boys.
I don't know.
The biggest hard boys.
The biggest boys versus the hardest boys. Go.
Yeah, that'll be so fun. Actually, that had me looking at Suicide Squad. Like, I was literally
don't
last
do that
night
to yourself.
Was just looking at Suicide Squad.
That list what's his name? I'm blanking on his name.
Cookie.
Yeah, the list.
Yeah, that's
plays,
a good list. Yeah,
it's a really strong list.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like Killer Frost and
Katana,
Suicide
Katana,
Harley
Katana,
and Katana.
Suicide Harley. Deadshot. Will Smith.
Will Shot.
And then Boomerang.
And Boomerang. Captain Boomerang.
Five.
Yeah, yep. That's a strong list.
Actually looking at playing Rebirth Harley.
She's great.
You can actually bring the dogs.
Have you played her yet, Josh?
You cannot bring the dogs in Suicide
what?
Squad because they're not specifically listed on the list as available models to take. So you can't actually do that.
Well, the army builder's broken then.
Yeah.
That's how it always been.
Damn it. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, to put a model in the list at all, like, nothing overrides those lists.
Never mind. Suicide Squad sucks.
I mean, Rebirth Harley is still Rebirth Harley is still good. She's still pretty sweet.
How do we get
she's awesome. Have you played
guy
her?
Who makes Conflict Chamber to do Batman.
I have. So if you have, there's actually, if for anybody that's on the
Android
the forums, if you have an Android device, there is currently a guy that is beta
what
testing
forums?
A what used to be Arkham City. I don't know what they're called
the
now.
Batman miniature. Nah.
Yeah, Batman miniature.
Don't
games.
Talk too bad. You'll get banned.
Facebook group.
Yeah, the Facebook group. Search for the Batman official unofficial Facebook group. And there is a thread in there where the guy provides a link. Maybe actually wherever we post this, we could put it in the show notes. Maybe I'll get that. Mm-hmm. And if you have an Android device, he's beta testing a army builder, and it's fantastic. It allows you to build the crew. It shows you all your available options. Like, he even has a program, so in Gotham City Sirens, I can choose Possessed, and it shows me all models I can hire as Possessed.
Hmm.
And then when you're playing the game, you can pull up your list, and all the functions, like, fold in, and you hit this rule, and it unfolds, and it shows you all the text for that rule or whatever. So it makes playing the game pretty, gives you a nice handy reference chart for everything. that you need. So I highly recommend giving it a try if you have an Android device.
Did he say anything about iOS?
He plans on doing it eventually once he's got all the
everything iOS. Down.
Everything, okay. Yeah. Yep.
Well, you know what's nice, though, that they actually put – I've got the new
cards.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
They actually put the rules on the back of the car. I was like, thank – I think it's so important for like new players because you don't. It's so hard to know all the rules.
Yep.
Yeah.
And all the abilities and have that in the back of the card. Now I was like, thank you.
Having it on the card, exactly. You don't even need. You could play with just the dudes. Like you could buy the dudes,
right.
Go assemble them and
have
play.
To sit there and literally like go through the compendium all the time to play the game. Then.
Yep.
Yeah, my book is in rough shape.
Yeah. I believe it.
Yeah.
I think it's out of date now too. Right.
Technically, nothing like I don't think anything really changed except for some like hidden sniper change a little bit.
Hidden
and stuff
sniper,
like that.
Which is huge.
Yeah.
But
it's enough that I can just keep track of
but
now.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, but I'm so glad they changed that too. Holy cow.
Yeah. Also, this is where we need to do the petition. Let's start the petition to get more stuff released for Central City Villains.
I don't care.
Yep. We need to have more leaders, free agents. That like the Reverse Flash.
Yeah, but they can just literally. That's what they should do.
Just
like
make them sidekicks.
Yeah, when they make them resin like Captain Cold and Heat Wave in one pack, and
yeah.
then they
yeah.
can make them all like sidekicks and leaders. That'd be a good idea.
Yeah,
that'd be amazing.
Captain Cold should be a Central City villain leader. Mm. He should be
a leader.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, so should Reverse Flash, 100%.
Yeah,
and probably Zoom.
It's just tough because they were in the old, like it was his first mission
stuff.
So it's hard to transfer. But
actually,
let's just FAQs can fix it.
Are there any speedster bosses in the game right now?
I mean, you can take they have free
Flash.
They have sidekicks. That
is
you can take
there
as
is
leaders.
A, there is a sidekick in Brave and the Bold.
Yeah,
Flashes.
All of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, like Kid Flash is a sidekick?
No, he's a free agent. Oh, yeah. The rest are sidekicks.
Okay.
Sorry, no, not Ezra Miller, but the 125.1 and the CW one
like
are sidekicks.
The 52 and the CW,
yeah.
Those two are sidekicks. Okay, interesting.
I think so. I might be wrong. I don't know. I know for a fact the CW one is because I've taken him as a leader.
I was going to say, I thought one of them maybe you'd play.
Yep, they're both sidekicks.
Okay. Well, that's about 40 minutes of time. I don't know if you guys want to keep talking or if you want to...
I think that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
This has been our...
I'm fine. I'll go keep going or stay.
First
or whatever.
Episode
doesn't
of
matter to me.
GCPD, right?
Yeah,
first episode of GCPD.
If you're a listener and you want to give us some feedback, maybe topics that you would like us to talk about,
mm-hmm.
games you'd like us to play, that kind of thing.
Or if you want us to try out certain free agents, that's a good way to try out new free agents too.
Yeah.
If someone says, oh, I want you to try this,
mm-hmm.
like, I don't know, like play Freeze and try Croc or something like that.
Yeah, I know because I've been trying to play Killer Croc, I actually kind of like, because I have several crews that can take him.
New Croc.
Yeah, the new Killer Croc. So I've actually been experimenting with trying to find the best spot for him.
Mr. Freeze.
So, Mr. Freeze is pretty good.
Freeze is very good.
Penguin.
Scare. he might actually be really good.
He's
with Penguin.
Dirty cheap. Maroney.
But out of the crews that I own, it was Scarecrow with Scarecrow as a leader, which was not bad. I actually think I like it. If I played smart, it would have been a better game.
Scarecrow and Penguin, new Scarecrow and Penguin boxes are the two things that I wish they would. Not that I have any interest in playing either of them, but I think both of those.
They need some help.
Yeah.
Need some new boxes.
I mean, Central City Villains could also, you know.
Malicious.
Use more than one leader.
Central City Villains is weird, though, too. I think they kind of, like, put themselves in a bind by, like, releasing the monkey henchmen into Central City Villains. Like, it's kind of a weird thing.
Yeah, changing Grodd to just Central City Villains, but then that just opens the door for more stuff that they just haven't opened that door yet.
It's just a weird thing. It's like Central City Villain, and it's like
it's
Captain
Grodd.
Cold and monkeys. It's like, why are these guys here? Like, why would they want to help him? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's my only concern about that. I kind of wish they did that. Like, remember in first edition how they, you take Two-Face, so you can get access to Two-Face guys. I did enjoy that a little bit. But it opens things up more. I get that, but still.
Wasn't that like a League of Assassins thing where you would take the movie Bane and then you'd get access to like Dallas and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
You could do that as well.
Yeah.
I think you still can, right?
Nope.
No.
I think you can, but you can't have night vision
goggles.
He has
to be a leader.
You can't have night vision goggles, though, I think.
You never could.
Oh, you couldn't.
You never could. Because
in Mark 1, you could.
No, they definitely.
In Mark 1, you.
No, they had night vision goggles, I'm fairly certain, in first edition.
League of Assassins did?
Yeah, people did take Dallas.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I don't think Dallas is that big of a boogeyman anymore either, just because of pings and stuff.
Sure.
I mean, we've all figured out how to play against.
Kind of.
Against guns.
Yeah. He's worse, though, because he's just like, I'm going to stare and look on the board.
Yeah, so just keep your counters and movements, acrobats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, if you're an acrobat.
Yep.
If you're not, they're like, ugh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, now you just have to play acrobats because of Gordon, so.
That's true. Yeah. Well, Gordon's just dumb. Well, he was just dumb. It's like, hey, you want to play
the
game?
All right, that is a topic for a different podcast,
right,
though.
What, I guess, last thing, what are you excited to play coming up? Do you have anything, like, you're excited to play or anything
the
you want to try out?
The new Ivy and her new plants that they spoiled. I'm super excited about
that. I think
that.
She's going to be a melee monster.
That's fine. It doesn't matter to me.
I
don't
hope she's
to
different.
Control.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I hope she's different because that's...
She's going
to
be different.
I hope 100%. She has increased number of plant, like, manipulation kind of things. If she had ways to make, like, plants attack at a turn or something like that, that
or
would be
move
sweet.
Them.
It's just weird because she's...
Or move them, more than just the one strategy point.
Yeah.
She's on a large base, so it's going to be a poison ivy that can charge.
Yeah.
She's large or huge?
It looks...
She's large.
It looks large, yeah.
But it looks like there's, like, a bunch of... She's going to have reach, I bet, because it's the plants.
Probably.
Yeah. And I think this is going to be, like... She's going to be, like, a fighty.
She'll probably be able to teleport around, too, from plant to plant. Mm-hmm. I mean, she already kind of can't... Like, the other versions of her kind of can with chlorokinesis, but... or whatever. It's not chlorokinesis. Whatever it is, whichever ability allows her to go from,
I think,
like,
that is it.
Maybe
it is.
Yeah, because Swamp Thing has it as well.
Okay. So she can kind of already teleport from one action zone of a plant to the another part of the action zone of a plant, but being able to go from, like, plant to plant would be sweet. I don't know. It'd be cool. I'm excited to see what she does.
Yep.
I'm excited for Ventriloquist. I'm going to give him probably... I like to play a crew for, like, 10 games and then kind of get a feel for him to do that. So I'm probably going to give him a 10-game span, try that out and see how it goes. But I think it's going to be really nice... Because I think you're going to hit a lot more in organized crime
because
it's that plus one. And I just want to try out some free agents with them as well. But I'm excited for him.
For me, Lobo in the motorcycle.
Uh-oh.
Mm. You are a Lobo man.
Mm-hmm. Lobo.
The main man.
We don't know if we understand the rules correctly yet. His rules are very bizarre.
How do you charge with a bike that flies?
What do you mean?
You just drive it at
Well,
them.
We figure you're just going to go in a straight line. That's my theory, is you just go in a straight line. But he goes, like, 21 inches.
Can he go in a straight line vertically?
I don't know. I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Because that's what the flying rules are, is you go X number of inches, and you travel in whatever a path
you
want.
Yeah, you do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But it eats up your, I mean, going up.
But a charge says you have to go in a straight line.
Okay. Well, then you probably have to go in a straight line.
Mm-hmm.
But is... Going from one elevation to the next elevation still a straight line.
I would say that is a straight line.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. It just makes it so, but you can't, like, go over a fence or.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
But when he's on his bike, he's got a rule, and we'll have to. But if he charges any base, he makes. So again, he moves like 21 inches.
I did not realize that his card had already been spoiled.
Yeah,
he's out. He's out.
Nigel owns
it.
He's over on the table glued together. Yeah, exactly.
Where have you been?
Yeah, I should go try to find the cards. But it's like he comes with like a little baby card that is like 30 more points you can give a motorcycle.
Right. Kind of like Lex in his war suit or whatever.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
And he makes a full attack. When he charges, he makes a full attack with his gun, right?
Yeah.
Against every model he touches.
Once per game.
But it only uses one ammo, and it's like full rate of fire in your face shotgun blast.
It's Assault 2.
It's Assault 2.
Oh, so Assault 2.
Every person that you contact will take a 2-dice gunshot.
Yeah.
But you also have Dirty Fighter, so you're getting plus one on each of them to hit.
That's anyway, this seems really gross.
That's pretty sweet.
He seems interesting. It's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points. It's like 170 points or something.
Yeah.
With the motorcycle.
And he has a free agent, right?
Like, right.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Cool. And I'm excited to see you play him.
Mm-hmm.
What are you excited for, Colin?
I'm most...
More CW models.
No.
Yeah. I'm excited for King Shark and seeing what he does and seeing where he fits best. Like, right now, I'm excited just to play Killer Croc. I think huge base models are kind of like the...
They can
so
be
cool.
Really infuriating to play, though.
Sure.
Like, if people abuse terrain against you, you're like, cool.
There was actually
of terrain abuse setting up a normal table is terrain.
No, but just like silly stuff.
Well,
where
there was
like
for
they
instance,
can't get there. You know what I
in
mean?
In my Killer Croc game, there was actually a point where I had a building that was like kind of I had put one of my own objectives in this corner, like on the other side of the building, in the corner of the map, basically. And I thought, oh, I would just teleport Croc over to the sewer and then just run on over to get the ammo, and then I'll just. He'll sit on the ammo and just say, come at me, bro.
Uh-huh.
But then I realized when I got Croc over there that his base wouldn't fit between the edge of the board and the
stuff
building.
Stuff like that. That's
and
exactly
I was like,
what
oh,
I'm talking
crap.
About.
Any other size base would fit, just not his.
Yep.
I was like, well, I guess he's not going to go that way.
Change of plans, boys.
Yep, there we go. If only I took that. Also, I just shouldn't have put it there. I was just so afraid because I was playing against League of Assassins. I was so afraid that they were just, if I popped over there, they would just auto cut him down. I was like, I need this over in the corner. And I was like,
sure
I didn't put a sewer over there.
Auto cuts Croc down.
They cut him down.
I mean,
also,
Roz cuts anyone down.
He did, in fact, his first two and only Two attacks with Roz, crit casualty.
You know what? We should end this cast with your story about crit casualty from...
Oh, that's so sad.
It's a sad story from MobCon.
I don't even think I remember.
When you
You literally rolled the six on collateral, but you only had to...
But you didn't deal damage.
You had to roll, it was against Azbat, and you had to roll one five on four dice. And then you had the sharp reroll, and then you just missed all of them. I was like,
So you didn't crit cash, even though you crit, but you didn't deal damage.
Yep.
It's so sad. And they're like, would have brought us back in the game to like been like tied or something like that.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
I just wanted to bring everybody down.
Yeah.
It was super exciting, though, at the time. We're like,
yeah, we got the crit, and it was like, oh, we got another reroll. We basically got this thing locked up.
Nope.
No, we don't, in fact.
Yeah, that was like, that's the most I've ever seen Raz just whiff, too. Like that
he
game,
whiffed
a lot
that
game. Yeah, I was like, ugh.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a good podcast, I think.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
Can't wait to play
with
my hard guys.
Yep. Check us out next week. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you're looking for.
Peace.
Peace.
Bye.